What up, what up, what up? Welcome back to another edition of the Bad Podcast. It's your boy Dwayne and here with my brother Brad. What's up, Brad?
What up, fam? Hey, I got a good quote for us to start the day. It's not the will to win that matters. Everyone has that. It's the will to prepare to win that matters. My man Paul Bear Bryant coached college football at Alabama.
Yeah,
he's
man.
Not my man. He's long gone, but he's a great coach and a great inspirer. So let's talk about preparation.
Yeah, man. He's definitely a legend, and I'm excited about this one. Let's get it.
Hey, good job, guys. Good job. Mental battles. Mental battles.
Man, what it look like, what it be like, what it do in the building again, Brad. And again, it's Friday, you know what I'm saying?
Sir.
I got my flexing out, you know what I'm saying? I got my red on, you know what I'm saying? So I'm excited, man. This is a special Friday one because it's the, yes, sir.
Turn around, show everybody what you got. Prep, rep, repeat, baby. Yeah,
it's a special one, man. And it actually goes along with the comments because, you know, we was rocking them last week and somebody was like, yo, I can't find it. Where is it at? And then somebody even commented it there. It's like, you got to hit the menu button.
Hey,
but
man.
No, man, you can definitely pick these up. They are available. We'll put a link in the show notes. B, remind me. We'll put a link in the show notes. You can click below and get your prep, rep, repeat gear and take a picture of it while you're listening to the podcast and put it in the background. We want to see it, man. Tag us. We're super excited. All right. So with the comment, man, there's quite a few good ones, B. It was hard to choose one. The first one I already mentioned by Monica, like Wallover 6678. So I just looked at the merch store in the guys tab. I can't find a yellow E2M shirt. Where can I find it? And then thank you to Beth. Shout out to Beth. Beth, we saw Beth in DC and in Philly. Beth said, look in the menu button and it has its own store, is what she said. Thank you, Beth. Beth is always super helpful. Super big shout out to her. She listens to my other podcast too, man. She'd be like, yo, I listened today. So big shout out to Beth. All right, one more. It says, let's see, where'd it go? Oh, I was all prepared and then it went away. All right, I'm done being pulled in the gutter by people. There are way more many beautiful people out there to inspire me. And that was also from Beth. So Beth got a double shout out today, man. Super excited. Thank you for commenting and continue to tell people about this podcast. So B, let's get into it, man.
Let's do a triple shout out because you know, Beth is my girl, and so once school's over, I'm a pretty straight laced guy. I like to, you know, follow the book. I'm by the book, but
once school,
never. Once school is out, I'm gonna get a blue streak. Or whatever color we're repping for the meetup that we're gonna be in. So I think the first meetup will be in Buffalo, July. Uh-huh. July 29. I'm gonna go either red or blue streak.
Let's do it.
Represent for my girl Beth. I'm gonna do it up. I don't know. I'm not a big street guy, so I don't know if you do it in the front, the side, or the back. So
that's the beauty of it. You pick where you want to go, wherever it goes.
Yeah, exactly.
Just run through the barbershop and just tell them to hold it out. And you just...
Oh man! So shout out to Beth for three times, man. Because you know, like you said, she's just she's good people, and you know, just positive vibes. So yeah.
For sure.
Well, let's jump right into it. You know, we're talking about preparation, and Dwayne's got his prep, rep, repeat shirt on. And for anybody that doesn't know what prep, rep, repeat is, it's a mantra. It's a way of life. It's a mentality that I live by on a daily basis. It's something that I started with my Ironman training. It's essentially broken down into three phases. You got your preparation phase, your repetition phase, and then your repeat phase. You have those three phases, and each one of those phases is broke down into several stages. And today we're going to kind of dive into the preparation phase. The first preparation phase, man, I'm fumbling the words today, Dwayne. The first preparation phase is your environment, your people. Mm. And, you know, you talk about good people like Beth. You talk about, you know, I'm thinking about you, Dwayne. I'm thinking about the girls. I'm thinking about my wife. I'm thinking about good people, a team, you know, a team mm-hmm. network. And a lot of times when you're surrounded by the people that you want to be like, when you're surrounded by people that inspire you and push you to be more in life, that's going to drive you to be the person that you were always destined to be, right? Man, so we've said this a handful of times on this podcast. If you want to be a bum, surround yourself with four bums, you'll be the fifth. You want to be a millionaire, surround yourself with four millionaires and you'll be the fifth, right? You know, and I hold firm to that. You know, You look at different seasons of your life and you look at different people that you surround yourself in those seasons of life, and you know, there's a lot of similarity in what those people are doing for their fun and for their hobbies and what you're doing for your fun and your hobbies. You know, for me and my fun and my hobbies now, man, it's either something on a treadmill, a bike, or something with some dumbbells in my hands, right? Or, you know, yeah. Or I'm reading, I'm trying to grow my mind, or I'm looking at, or I'm listening to podcasts. I'm looking at growth stuff on Instagram. I'm trying to make more money. I'm trying to get my relationship to a thriving mode and be the best parent that I can be, because man, I also hold true to this, man. You know, wherever you're at today, whether you are content or maybe you're not content, right? You should never be satisfied. I truly believe that. And, you know, my wife and I have a good marriage. We have a very good marriage. I consider myself a good dad, but that good word is kind of loosely used, man. I want to be a great husband. I want to be a great dad. I want to be great at fitness. I want my mind to snap. When I have a thought, I want it to snap right now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And a lot of that, like I said, was, it just stems from what you're surrounded by, that exposure factor, man. The first piece is just that environment, the people that you're surrounded by.
Yeah, no, that's fire, man. You know, that's very, I guess, important when it comes to that prep piece, because part of prepping is actually, you know, putting something in action, you know, and in order to put something in action, you know, it requires you to do something, which mm-hmm. means maybe changing those friends, or maybe, you know, changing that circle, or maybe changing that environment. You know, it's funny how you say, what a good time looks like for you is, you know, the treadmill, the dumbbell. It's the same, man. Like people are like, I enjoy working out. Like, it is the highlight of my day. It reminds me of gym class. Like, yeah. I love it, man. And so, you know, just changing the surrounding, man, just changing, you know, instead of, you know, looking to Netflix to be my getaway or my fun. If I got extra minutes, like, I'm going to the garage, like, you know, like, and cause we rarely get extra minutes, you know how that go. But if I get a little extra time, I'm gonna see, like, man, how, you know, can I get a walk in? Can I get a run in? You know, can I get a bike in? You know? And that just comes with a different mindset. I think back to before I found E2M, and if I had an extra minute, then I was like, oh, I got extra minute of TV, or extra minute of, you know, well, I was always doing stuff on the computer, extra minute of podcast editing or whatever, you know? And so it's just with that mindset shift, in which it comes from being around, like you mentioned earlier, being around people that are in that same vein, you know, being around, you know, like you said, the team we have, and just even the E2M fam, man. Like, I was kind of doing an inventory of my friends on Facebook. I was like, dang, like, it's like most of E2M folks now, like, you know, either met in E2M or I transitioned them into E2M, you know, people. So, you know, it's just that circle, man, and people that we decided to be around. And so I'm probably about, I think I'm about 3 millionaires short from my millionaire circles. Just, I only know one.
Right. I know three, man. I need that fourth. I need one more.
I'm only friends with like one. So I need about three, four more, man.
Yeah.
Made that circle, man, because I'm trying to be that fit. But no, man, I love that quote, man, because it's so true. It can go in either direction, man. It depends on you. And I want to hop on that real quick before I pass it back. One thing that I'm learning, and I thought everybody thought like this, but one thing I'm learning is everybody don't know how much control they really have. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't know that they decide who they hang with. They decide what they get excited about. They decide what they, you know, you have control. You have that ability to, you know, change your environment, change your friends, change all those things. Is it comfortable? Not at all. But you have the ability to, and I just want to make sure that I put that out there, man, because I'm seeing more and more, because I know that, like, I'm like, you know, it's me, but I'm seeing more and more people don't understand that they have more power than they let on. So
yeah, you are 100% right there. And I'm gonna take this. I'm going to run with it. I'm gonna Jerome Bettis this, baby. All right. People want temporary satisfaction. They can't see what they don't see. It's that double darkness. It's dark. Mm. And then you double down on that darkness. You don't know what you don't know. Mm-hmm. And you know, you have complete control over who you surround yourself with. You have complete control over all of your actions. Yet somehow, some way, we continue to fall back on our immediate gratification and that feel good circle of friends, that feel good. Okay. I'm going to drink this because it makes me feel good right now. I'm going to hang with these people because they make me feel good right now. We talked last week about that accountability factor that you cut me deep, right? real friends that want more for you are going to cut you deep. They're going to tell you how it is. They're going to tell you, they're going to be real with you. But if you're around a bunch of people and you say, hey, you know, I haven't really been prioritizing my growth. I haven't been really striving to be my best. Oh, that's okay. You've had a tough time. You've had a tough time. You know, man, we look at successful people and we think it's lucky. Mm. We think it's lucky that they're at where they're at. You know, there may be a little bit of luck involved, but you know what? You want to talk about preparation? It's when good fortune and preparation, when they meet, that's how you become successful. And a lot of times we look at these successful people and we say, well, the stars aligned for them. Mm. You know, they got lucky. They had a leg up. They knew somebody. Well, maybe they did, but they were also prepared. They had the right tools in place. They had the right building blocks. They had the right friends. They had the right mindset. Yes. They wanted to prepare themselves for that moment. And when that moment was presented, boom, I'm ready.
Yes, sir. That, boy, that hit it right there, man. You got to be prepared, man. You have to be prepared. You never know when that opportunity is going to present itself, and that's the prep, you know. We got to be prepared, man. It take me back to middle school, man. I'm taking y'all all the way back, man. Years ago, yeah, long time ago. But no, so there was this kid, man. His name was Sean Hargrove. I shout him out, man. I got nothing but love for him. But Sean Hargrove was 1 year ahead of me, and so when he was in seventh grade, I was in sixth grade, and he was the man in basketball. Like, everybody, Sean Hargrove, kill it. So I'm thinking, okay, seventh grader, I'm gonna come off the bench behind Sean Hargrove because, you know, he the man. Sean didn't make his grades. Who had to start as a seventh grader? I did. I was ready. I was prepped. I was ready. You know, I played just as hard as he did. Mm-hmm. And, you know, same thing happened. He went to ninth grade. JV killed it. Sean Hargrove. I got in ninth grade. Didn't make his grades. Ninth grader starting again. You know, it literally happened year after year. And the difference is, like, I was prepared to come off the bench. Yeah. I was prepared, but when my number was called, I was ready, man, because I had already put in the work, I had already put in the patience. But that's just something I always remember, man, about being prepared, because, you know, everybody was, you know, Sean Hogg. I mean, he's still like, even to this day, he's still a beast on the court. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like on the street ball, you can't mess with Sean Hargrove. But I always told him, man, like, man, you know, your misfortune was my fortune, because I was able to capitalize and be a starter for pretty much my whole career.
Well, prime example right there, Dwayne. You were prepared. He wasn't. He wasn't prepared to shine in that moment because he was dropping the ball. Yep. Hey, somebody passed Sean the ball. Sean dropped the ball. He was not ready. He was not prepared. He was doing the same things he was doing in the past. Yeah. And it never allowed him to step on the court and be a starter when the spotlights were coming down. Mm-hmm. He wasn't prepared for that moment because he was doing the same things. Okay, I'm gonna use a microcosm here. He was waking up in the morning. He was packing his lunch. He was going to work. He was coming home. He was sitting on the couch. He was watching Netflix. He was turning the Netflix off. He was going to bed. Mm. He did the same thing the next day, the next day, and the next day. And when the spotlight was on him, okay. And I'm not just talking about my man Sean. I don't know Sean. I'm sorry, Sean. If you ever listen to this, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to the world right now. I'm talking to whoever has a lending ear, right?
Mm-hmm.
you have to get out of this redundant cycle of going nowhere. Okay, there's so much. There's an abundance. There's endless opportunity in this world for those that are willing to take a step out of their comfort zone and introduce a little discomfort into their lives. You know, sure. Don't just wake up every single day, pack your lunch, go to work, come home, and do the same repetitive, redundant, mundane, repetitious cycle on a daily basis. Okay, that's not going to promote the life that you desire. Okay, that's where you are failing. That's when you are shackling. Oh, I like the word shackle. That's when you are shackling yourself to the person that you were. Okay, if you want to get that master key, you want to get the skeleton key, the universal skeleton key, here it is. Unshackle yourself and start doing something a little different. Start introducing some discomfort in your life. That's how you're going to grow. Start introducing yourself to new people that are like-minded. Now we're getting on to community. We're back to that exposure thing. You know, right. Start getting around people that want to be driven and want more out of life, fitness, wealth, relationships, places of work, okay? Start surrounding yourselves with people like that, because those are the people that are going to hold you accountable, and they're going to slice you and say, Bradley, you haven't been reading.
I hope you've been reading, Bradley, because
I've been reading. I'm back to clicking on all cylinders. You know, my big thing is I try to read a chapter a day. My chapter a day thing hasn't been up to par. Okay, really? Subpar on the chapter, boy. I've been trying to hit it, but I'm getting like 7, 8, 9 pages a day. All right, you know how it is, man. Like we got a lot of things going on right now. Life's going on. Different businesses taking off. You know, we're busy people right now. But that doesn't really allow me an excuse though. So I'm letting myself off the hook a little easy, and I don't like where I'm at right now. As far as my self accountability. But I'll get back there, man. I will get back there for sure.
We know it, man. And it's just the season you're in, man. You know, Mandy talks about it all the time, man. The all or something, you know, you're into something season.
Something phase, baby.
Yeah, man. Nothing wrong with that. But yeah, I had to bring up the book thing because you brought it up last week. I was like, this thing must be really bothering Brad. Yeah. I got to start by reading it.
Yeah. You know, anything that we talk about here, and it's the same thing for all my live workouts. When I'm talking to the camera, I'm talking to myself. You know, 100%. I am 100% not holding myself responsible. I have a half marathon. Okay, so when everybody's listening to this live, yesterday I did a half marathon. I did the Cleveland 13.1 miles, right? And I'm not going to say I failed to prepare, but I've only been on the road running 5 times since September when I did my Ironman. I've only been on the road 5 times. I was on the road 3 times in Myrtle Beach and twice here in New York to prepare myself. That's a lack of preparation. And there's nobody to point the finger at. There's nobody to make an excuse except for myself. I got to look in the mirror and say, hey, buddy, like if you fall short, if you don't get on the court, if you fail out, that's on you. That's on me, man. You know, I mean, so start looking in the mirror and point the finger where it belongs.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that's I commend you, brother, to you know, be as transparent as that, you know. Because that's real life. And I think that's why people like this podcast, man, because we're not, this isn't us barking at you. We don't wake up and eat nails and all of that stuff, man. We just regular guys just trying to make it like you guys as well, man. And I think that, just the idea of prepping and you being in the situation you're in right now just kind of gives you a real life perspective for those that aren't there yet, you know, those that aren't in a place or, you know, they're listening, those that, man, I got to do better. You know, we don't always have it. We don't always have it together. I do want to go back to what you mentioned about, you know, doing the same thing, you know, being in a constant routine. You know, just for clarity purposes, if it's a good habit, then we encourage it. You know, if it is, you know, if doing the same thing is coming home and jumping on the bike and, you know, that, you know, those things, yes, do those same things over and over, and you won't see nothing immediately, but it will show itself down the road.
Andy Frisella says, master the mundane. And that's something that, you know, it struck a chord with me. You know, it hit me a little different. He said, master the mundane. And I thought about it. I'm like, well, mundane kind of means boring. It kind of means repetitive. I'm like, okay, watching Netflix, I mean, that's exhilarating in the moment. Okay, so it's not that. You know, going out with my buddies, that's exhilarating in the moment. It's not that. Getting on my bike. that's mundane.
Very.
Doing the same workouts day after day after day, week after week, month after month, year after year. That's mundane. Yep. But I'm at a point in my life, I've mastered it.
Yeah, man.
All right. That's where that discipline component comes in. That's when that that piece of discipline takes over all motivation, takes over all days of being inspired, because you can only be inspired for so long. You only have so much self-propelled momentum that will take you so far. But when discipline sets in, that's when you start to master the mundane. You wake up and you master that monotonous task.
Yeah, man. Yeah, no. So true. So true. Yeah. Discipline. That's the drum we bang at about every week, man, about that discipline, man, because it's the difference. It's the difference maker, you know, when it comes to your journey, no matter it's fitness or whatever, man. You know, and with discipline, you know, comes, you know, it's one thing to say it and feel it, but the biggest thing is execution, man.
Yeah.
Execution, like doing the work, man. Like, you know, we can talk about it. Yeah. We can wear the t-shirt, prep, but the biggest thing, man, is
talk is cheap, baby. Talk is cheap, man. And anybody can get up in the morning. Anybody can watch Tony Robbins and be inspired in the moment and say, I'm going to do a half marathon. I'm going to write a book. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. But what happens when you're 4, 5, 6 weeks in? All right. Execute. Okay. Talk is cheap. Few are willing to walk the walk.
Yep. No, legit, man. So on point, brother. So on point.
Discipline, discipline, execution.
Yeah, man. Yeah, no, totally agree. All right, man. So we're getting ready to kind of turn the plane around and get ready. Anything you want to say in closing before we transition to the last part?
Man, just start intentionally surrounding yourself with people that are like-minded, that are going to push you in the right direction. We all come to forks in the road, all right? When you get to that fork in the road, are you going to have somebody that's going to push you in the right direction, or are you going to have somebody to pull you back, or are you going to have somebody push you in the wrong direction? Put somebody in your life that's going to put you into a situation where you're going to be a winner.
That's right. I'm your person, B.
I know you are, baby. Hey, that's why we're together. That's why we're bad. That's why we're bad.
That's right, baby. That's right. All right, let's get into that segment here.
Do you know?
All right, this week it's on you this time.
Yes, sir. Okay. And I got a good one.
You got a good one? Woo-wee. All right, man. Let's have it.
Yeah. As of 1 week ago today, we opened up our Eager to Run Club, okay? Yes, sir. All right. Very excited about this opportunity because this is a run club that focuses on those beginner, novice, never cross the finish line type of runners. And what we're trying to do is we're trying to get these people to their first finish line. We're also taking the middle of the pack runners, and we're going to try to get them improved on their running game, okay? But here's the exciting news. So we've been open for a week. As of today, registration is open for our first ever virtual 5K. All right. And let's go. And we are trying to set a world record. All right. And here's the world record: 19,862 people at one time within a 24-hour span running a 5K. All right. The Eager to Run Club is going to smash that world record. All right. And get that on the books, get that in the books.
Yeah.
We're going to set a world record this year.
Wow. That is amazing, bro. You just can't start something regular, huh? You're just going to start something.
You know how I am, man. I go from taking hot showers to jumping in the lakes. I go from running 5Ks to tape mouth shut, you know? Man, all in. I love it, dial it up to the top.
I love it, man. Super, super excited for you, bro. And I know this has been a long time cooking, you know, because I'm in the kitchen. I'm not in the restaurant. I'm in the kitchen. So I see what's going on back here, man. Yep. But super excited for you. And if you're watching, if you're listening in the time frame, man, B, give me that information, too. We'll drop that in the notes, man. Let's utilize these show notes and you guys can register and mm-hmm. run with us and help us be a part of history, man, setting a new record.
Yeah.
So we definitely want to do that, man. So, all right, y'all, we are, man, we're super excited about this podcast and what we're doing and what it's doing. And thank everyone for the kind words and the encouragement and the messages and inboxes and all the things, man. We're super grateful. And we love doing this, man. We love coming together. We love to hear from you. So continue to make your comments, continue to share, continue to post all those things and let people know your favorite podcast is the Bad Podcast, baby. Till next time. Peace out.
See you guys. Yeah.